This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Last December, Governor Hickenlooper made a plea for more money and additional resources to strengthen mental health services in Colorado following the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. State lawmakers this week will take up several bills dealing with much of what the governor outlined. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about the bills.
5 months after the Aurora Theater shooting and just days after the Sandy Hook shootings, Governor Hickenlooper, speaking to NPR's Talk of the Nation, said more needed to be done to keep people from falling through the cracks.
Everything from spending $10 million a year to establish a single, you know, statewide mental health crisis hotline and establish 5/24/7 walk-in crisis stabilization services.
One of the bills up for debate this week would overhaul the state's civil commitment system. Jody, what is this and what exactly are lawmakers thinking about changing?
Well, this is House Bill 1296. Essentially, there are three separate laws that will be merged into one. But the main part of this bill that has probably the most repercussions is that it would lower the threshold needed to place someone on a 72-hour hold if they think they need treatment or some kind of psychiatric intervention. It also says to people that instead of the threshold being someone who's an imminent danger to themselves, it lowers the threshold to being a substantial risk of physical harm to themselves or others. Essentially, it makes it easier to keep someone on a 72-hour hold.
So what is the sentiment around House Bill 1296? This legislation is coming from the same lawmakers that have pushed through gun control measures earlier in the session, and that sharply fell along party lines. Are we looking at the same kind of divisiveness with this attempt at change?
I think this will be a lot less divisive than, as you mentioned, the bills associated with guns. We look what happened last week with State Rep. Beth McCann's bill that would have allowed psychologists, nurses, and counselors to refer individuals to a national background check system to prohibit them from having guns for a year. This was a bill that immediately attracted Republican opposition as well as gun enthusiasts who were just livid that this would block their Second Amendment rights. And Beth McCann ended up pulling the bill last week. She sensed the fact that she didn't have enough support even among the Democrats. So I think people are conscious that when you bring guns into this or the gun legislation and combine them, it's kind of a red herring.
Well, if we use that as an example, then maybe there will be a little more controversy over a bill that will be heard that would prevent committed persons or those that are judged mentally ill from obtaining firearms. Again, how would this work, and what do you think the response will be to this legislation?
Anytime you have gun legislation in the Colorado General Assembly, it's going to be controversial. But, you know, Democrats have succeeded in getting a lot of things passed with no Republican support, by the way. And we'll see what happens with this one. This is a bill that has the support of a lot of people, but all the Democrats need is to stay with their majority, and the legislation would be passed, and Hickenlooper would most likely sign it. He has signed other bills having to deal with gun legislation this year.
Well, and finally, coming back to the governor, one of the things that he also called for were new 24/7 walk-in crisis centers, as well as a statewide 800 number. Now, money has already been approved in the budget for that, right?
Right. There's $19.8 million that has been approved, and they're also talking about adding about 20 new beds for mentally incompetent prisoners and setting up some outpatient halfway houses and even going so far as to issue vouchers for the seriously mentally ill. So there's a lot of activities around the mental health industry and different facets of that coming up in the legislature this week.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.